Lots been happening in the world, in Staten Island especially this week, and throughout the East Coast, and even in this church. God does not work. He's not a reactionary God. He does not work on incidents. He plans things. God planned your very soul and your very life to be here in this world and in this house of worship today. He gives us an opportunity to do things. A relationship is important. To know God, to know Christ Jesus personally. So you can be in tune to His directions. Yes, He gives them all in His Word. He gives them that we should know. He gives them so that our intellect will absorb and understand, and our conscience will work. That He gives us. But in order to hear, when to act, Spirit of God working in us, living in us, knowing your Savior, that's a relationship. And that's an assurance you should have. We've been going through that the last 2 months or so in our Bible study from J.C. Ryle. Assurance of faith, of trust of God in your life. Most people in most churches, and this is not no special church, this is like other churches, only have faith. And faith goes from weak to strong. And that faith is only good to bring us to Christ. And in that coming to Christ, we have perfect faith. Faith that cannot fail. For He's proved Himself. Not to us, but to His Father. Hard to understand. How can the Son be also the God, the Father, the Spirit? Someday, if we're good enough for Him, or better yet, if we believe enough in Him, have that relationship, and have that understanding and that faith, we will reside there and understand it all. For He is a good God. Staten Island has gone through a time. I've been in this island for 76 or 7 years now, coming on. I've seen 4 or 5 major hurricanes, lived through them, went down, visited them, and as a young boy, enjoyed them, not knowing really what they were, just to see things change. Well, today was a lesson. This last week was a lesson for me. And I think it's been a lesson for many to see the true destruction that can be brought about by a calamity like a hurricane. In that hurricane, we've seen a small, I call it a tsunami, coming through. It was a 4 or 5 foot wave that rushed in after the waters were already around the homes and washed the homes away and people. And in that, I had to exercise my faith. But thank God, my faith is assured. And I know, I don't blame God. I praise God for bringing us back to the basis of life. Not the smoke and mirrors that we have and the things that we see and the things that we do, but bringing us back to what He wants and demands. It's a tough lesson. Take heed. Think about it. Judge yourself. This lesson, or my talk this morning, will be on to be found faithful. We're bringing in 4 people a new beginning for 4 people in a church. Not that they don't know Christ. Not that they haven't worshipped Christ. We couldn't have them in being brought into the church as candidates if they didn't. Only those that know Christ can be members. You can come and you can worship and you can learn. But to be members, you've got to know Christ. Or have faith in what he says and believe. And so we're going to bring in 4. It's a new beginning. I pray that's something going to happen in this island. A new beginning. That Christ will be raised above the debris, above our needs, above all things. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for these candidates. I thank you for their love. I thank you for allowing us to baptize them, Lord, in your name, to the understanding of eternal life. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that they might come into this church, that you deem this church as a church faithful to your word to bring them here. I pray for you. Praise you for that. I pray for each one that's coming in, Lord, that they might realize the depth and the understanding of what is about to happen. Yes, we voted them in, Lord. And now, we're going to ask your blessing upon them. And may that blessing, Lord, penetrate their soul. That they might, in the days ahead, have that personal relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith is a must. Faith is a must virtue. One of the characterizes those who serve the Lord, faithfulness is required. It is dedication. It is discernment. It is determination. It is discipline. As well as a relationship with our Lord Christ Jesus. We who serve as his own live, be faithful to his command, not just out of obedience. We don't take his command out of obedience alone, but out of love for him. As his own, live to faithfulness to his command. We also live to the truths which God has revealed through scriptures, and not submitting them to devious thoughts or frivolous ways, but submitting them to or with doctrines of people who have come and spoken on their own behalf. No, we don't do that. We who love the Lord out of fidelity of truth to God, which God has revealed through scriptures, we submit them to those truths. We must be faithful to all things that he has given us. To be found faithful, we must go. Yes, yet to go, we must be called. For we would go, but to where? To whom? And to what shall we do? We must consent to his call and to accept his commission of that call. No one may go for us, but each one must go for himself. So to be found faithful, we must give. We must give not sparingly, but of our prime time. We must always be on the clock. His appointments for us are found throughout our daily activities. Or shall I say, his activities that he schedules for us. God will keep you attuned. How? Well, as our fellow leaders and apostles reminded us, be at prayer, always. He has given you a gift, a special talent. Not for your personal use, but most of all, for the use of others. You've probably heard me say that many times. We are not only to tithe our time, but also all other resources of ours. This will be our testimony, which is natural dimension of obedient service. But those things that we give are not really ours to begin with. They are just entrusted to us. Do you realize that? The spirit of giving rather than getting enables one to cheerfully implement the go element which God requires to go forth and give. The work of the Lord is always before the ones who love Him. This is where your talents will be directed. All that we have, which He has given us, is for this purpose. But He will direct us to them. We must listen. To be found faithful, we must grow. Growth is as much God's divine plan for His children as is the giving. The development process is planned by God, along with a diet to prompt it. Our God is not a reactionary God, as I said before. All is done by divine plan. Dwarf development contributes to a Christian worker's casualties. How do you avoid it? How can you do what you're supposed to do without being misdirected? By incessant grow or die determination. It's work. It's not just given to you. It's not endowed with it. But it's work. Your growth in Christian experience is never an accident. Do you realize that? But careful and consistent attention to God's prescribed plan. It's in the book. You remember that song? It's in the book? Yes, it is. In our faithfulness, we must be on guard. We must guard ourselves lest we land in error of the wicked and fall. Temptation is always there. The evil one is always tempting us, putting things in our way, stumbling blocks. John tells us to try the spirits. Paul warns Timothy of dangerous trends in the last days when some will depart from the faith. That's now. We're in the last days. Christ teaches us in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Every good tree bears good fruit, but bad trees bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Sound doctrine, holy deportment, and spiritual development only comes to those who take God seriously in matters of guarding against personal error. They offer no excuse for evil lives of others, but at the same time reject anything but their best for God. That's who we are to be. To be found faithful, we must glorify God. glorifying our Heavenly Father. He delights in those He called from the very beginning as those in the last days. That's us. He appoints His Son as heirs of all things, through whom He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, He upholds all things by the word of His power. That's who we serve. The most powerful being that ever came to this earth. The most powerful thing in the universe, or person in the universe. He appointed His Son, heir of all things, through whom He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory and expressed image of His person, He upholds all things by His word, by His power. So too you are called to give praise and to come before Him as revealed in Jeremiah. Alas, Lord God, behold, You made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and by Your outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard or wonderful for You. You who show loving kindness to thousands, but recompense an iniquity of the fathers into the bosoms of their children after them. The great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts, His name. Great are You in counsel, mighty deeds, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of man. He rewards each one to repay each one according to their fruits of his doings. God delights and takes pleasure in the prayers of the upright and those that fear Him and glorify His name. Christians are not just to be faithful, but to be found faithful. As cold as the judge may be, even as soon acknowledged when a person is awakened by the Spirit of God, as He rests on and in them, we view a character of faithfulness directed into holy action, giving of themselves and their resources that were entrusted to them by Christ Himself as their Redeemer. So, sanctification. In the process of sanctification, we are admonished to be on guard against evil, the father of lies, who endeavors to snatch us off the narrow path and set us on the road to destruction. That's our charge. That's what He expects. That's what we labor to do. And that's what He asks of us. Let us pray. Lord God, all the means are here. The means are here that we might follow them, Lord, and that we might reap the rewards that You promise. But without following the means, the promise is null and void. So let us realize, Lord, that the mercy we seek and the compassion we seek is there for our asking and for our taking. But Lord, we must know You. We must know You, Lord. Perhaps in a very personal way, or perhaps just in a faithful way. But Lord, it must be You. And we thank You. We thank You that this is the only way, that we have the prescribed way to change this life, our life, this world, by Your means and not ours. In Your name we pray. Amen.